Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. It's a special episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. This is the episode where we get to reveal our voted top 10 of 2021. Heidi ho, folks. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Okay, we only have 1 hour to squeeze in everybody, so we're just going to get right to it. Starting from number 10, from the Rickshaw Theater, it's Mo. Then Louise and Rob, and more Mo. And also tied at the number 10 spot, Unleash the Archers.
Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Mo Tarmahamed, and I'm the owner-operator of the Rickshaw Theater in beautiful downtown Eastside, Vancouver.
As you know, regular people that have come to the Rickshaw, they call this their second home.
Actually, I like the fact that they call it their second home because I think we create an atmosphere where people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. We want people to, you know, be themselves, express themselves, obviously within reason. And if they feel like they're at home, then, you know, that's, I think, one of the main goals that we have achieved.
Hi, I'm Louise. I do the marketing at the Rickshaw and kind of a bit of everything, helping out with some stuff.
All right, so you got some merch to show us.
I do. So probably one of my favorite things that we've gotten at the moment is our long sleeve t-shirts.
And it's got,
so
the Rickshaw
got Rickshaw
on
down
the side
and kind of like a little soccer motif on the front.
Cool. I actually bought one of those. Yes.
Hey, I'm Rob Barrington. I'm like the production manager for the Rickshaw Theater here. Ooh, yeah, the contraband over the days. So, you know, it's crazy what people think they can get away with. I've had people try to sneak in 40s of vodka, like whole handles of vodka in their jacket.
We know who you are.
Yeah. Buy a drink here. Don't be cheapskates.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, it gets crazy. But, I mean, that's part of the fun of working in the industry. You get to see people at their wildest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. We're the rebel, yeah.
Hi, I'm Mo Tarmahamed, the owner and operator of the Rickshaw Theatre in beautiful downtown Eastside, Vancouver.
I'm Brittany Slays from Unleash the Archers, local Vancouver heavy metal, power metal, whatever you want to call it, band.
Now you guys aimed and you guys hit the target with the Juno Awards.
We sure did, yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations on that. How did that feel?
Thank you. It was fantastic. It was really unexpected. I am definitely the kind of person that hopes for the best but plans for the worst, and so I never have any expectations about anything ever. You know, no expectations, no disappointments. So when they said our name, that was probably one of the most incredible moments ever.
number 9. We have 3 guests tied for the number 9 spot. Jade Weeks from Fallen Stars, Abby Coulthard, and Hollow Groves. We did the Hollow Groves interview out in Mission at the Old News Vintage and Vinyl Shop. Check it out.
My name's Franklin Curry. I'm the writer and singer for Hollow Groves.
All right, and tell us about your band.
So Hollow Groves, yeah, we're kind of an outlaw grunge act out of Mission here. Just a little 3-piece, and we're writing songs about old-timey stories of outlaws and having a lot of fun.
Not at my best today, but better off without that old bone grind of pain. I've dark endless nights and endless days. All the bridges are burned, so I might as well stay. It's the whiskey talking, no.
Hello, my name is Jade. I run Support the Scene. I play in a band called Blood of the Phoenix, and my band, Fallen Stars.
Songwriter. I'm from Vancouver. Well, I grew up in Richmond. You know, I've been in the Lower Mainland my whole life. And I was a music graduate, so I have my bachelor's in music. And over the past year, I just decided I'm going to start writing songs.
Behind your back from all the lies that were told, the hurt was gonna unfold. Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
And welcome back to the countdown. We're playing the Wham Bam East Van Show's voted top 10 of 2021. All right, let's find out who's number 8. Oh, it's another tie. Dark Origin and Manticore Kiss. Let's play Manticore Kiss first. Here's Intertwined on CJSF.
Loves her.
Kari, how do you keep your hair up like that?
How do I keep my hair up like this? Well, I sleep upside down.
It's true.
We are Manticore Kiss.
Wham Bam.
Eastman.
It's Dark Origin, everyone. Welcome to the Wham Bam Eastman Show. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Loki Metal. I sing for the band Dark Origin.
Now, tell us about your sound.
Loud. Huh?
Well, I consider it, the lyrically, we're pretty much the band for your apocalypse.
Thank you.
And number 7, we have a chef. Yeah, it's Nelson from Nelmar Kitchen. And we're going to play his latest yummy creation from YouTube. Let's learn how to make Milo Frito.
Olá, senhoras e senhores. Bem-vindo de casa da Casinha de Nelmar. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode at the Nelmar Kitchen. Today, I'll be making Milo Frito. It's a Madeira side dish, you can say. So let's start with the ingredients. 1 cup of cornmeal, 1 chop of garlic clove, 1 handful of thyme, 2 tablespoons of chopped kale or collard greens, and 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Let's start prepping. Trivia time again, folks. Which Portuguese explorer discovered the Atlantic island of Madeira and took possession in 1419? Was it A, Diego Gomes, B, Henry the Navigator, C, João Gonçalves de Sarco, or D, Vasco da Gama? Stay tuned for the answer. Milo Frito is a typical Madeira side dish made out of cornmeal. Similar to a very firm polenta, it is cut into cubes and fried. It is usually served with espetada and other regional dishes in Madeira. Now start cutting the garlic, collard green, and thyme to fine pieces and put them to a side. Now add the cornmeal to a 6 cup of water into a pot and whisk. Now bring the balance of the ingredients into the pot and bring it to boil and keep whisking all the way through. Transfer this over to a 13 by 13 pan and let it sit for a good 4 to 5 hours. Now leaving here set to aside for 5 hours, it will become very much hardened. Usually in Portugal, we do serve this with beef or pork, but today I'm going to be serving this with chicken. On the side, I have marinated our chicken breast with French dressing. And I'm just gonna put this in the oven. While that's in the oven for about 20 minutes, we're going to start attacking this beast. So, what we usually do is try to shake it to see if it's not sticky enough, which is perfect. There we go, face down. And what we're trying to do here is cut it in cubes. Perfect. After cutting one side, you do want to cut the other side, and you want to do pretty much a 2 centimeters square. So who was the Portuguese explorer who discovered Madeira Island back in 1419? It was C, João Gonçalves de Sarco. Did you get it right? Olive oil now to the pan, just enough to fry the fritos. Once you see the golden brown color, time to flip. And there you have it. Taste of Madeira, Milo Frito. Until next time.
At number 6, from Madhouse Records, it's Rob Snowpack, another wonderful supporter of local music. Love you, Rob. Okay, next, number 5. Number 5 is alive with Donder Cole. And number 4, let's do a guessing game. Yeah, why not? I'm just going to play their song and then you can guess who it is. All right, let's go back to the Madhouse. Okay, hi Rob, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
All right, tell us about this place.
Well, this is Music Madhouse Records. Small little record shop tailored for local customers and bands coming here. They buy vinyl. Also, I sell local bands' music. That's my big thing.
Welcome, Don, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Please introduce yourself.
Well, thank you. My name is Donder Cole. Born and raised in Winnipeg, currently living in Surrey, and an avid musician, like to play guitar, and love seeing bands and getting involved in the West Coast music scene.
Please introduce yourself.
Rick Limperis.
Todd Wold.
Sean Lang.
Stewie.
Awesome. And tell me about your band.
We're 11 years old now. We're a bunch of old people from born in 67.
All born in 67, yeah.
Well, thanks guys for being on the Wham Bam East Fan show. Wham Bam!
East Fan! Woo!
And number four, that was Never Another. Now let's go to number three.
Welcome, Stunner, to the Wham Bam East Fan show. Woo! Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Heather on drums.
I'm Bree, I play bass.
I'm Jono, I do vocals and I play guitar.
Hi, I'm guitar, I do Ralph.
Awesome. All right, now your band is called Stutter.
Yes.
Do any of you stutter?
I do when I'm very anxious. So, and a lot of our songs, like the subject matter is kind of like about anxiety and just kind of what goes on in my head. So yeah, that's kind of where the idea for the name came from.
Listener's discretion is advised. Number two, the very groovy Bong Chow. Bong, 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 chow. Bong Chow.
We're here camping with Rob. How's it going?
It's going good.
All right. Please introduce yourself and your band.
Rob Chris, known as Create from the band Bong Chow.
awesome.
Yeah, mutually known as savages.
And introduce your bandmates. Who are your bandmates?
Oh, guitarist is Rolly.
Mm-hmm.
Alex on timbala.
Yes.
Oleg on sax. Dan on bass.
Mm-hmm.
We have two drummers.
Yes.
Paco's the daytime drummer, and Brian is the nighttime drummer.
Brian, also known as Iron Brew.
Iron Brew.
Yeah,
all right.
Like a Scottish fire policeman.
Awesome. Tell me about your sound.
Our sound.
Mm-hmm.
This could be all over the map, but it's we try to go for like a reggae, funky, Latino kind of vibe, I guess.
Yeah, and I love it.
Some say it's never gonna last, and all your belongings were so simple. Send all your family packing down that road. What we'll really never know.
Wham bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby!
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
And now it's time to reveal our grand champion for 2021. He's a magician. He's a chef. Drum roll, please. It's the magician in the kitchen. It's Auslan. Yeah. Congratulations, Auslan. Now, Chinese New Year's is coming up February 1st. It's the year of the tiger. That's my year, yeah. And yes, let's play one of Auslan's videos from YouTube, and he's going to teach us how to make traditional Chinese New Year's dessert.
Welcome to the Chinese New Year edition of Magician in the Kitchen. My name is Oslin. In this video, I will share with you a traditional Lingo recipe that I've learned from my mother, which she learned from her mother, which is my pawpaw, which in Cantonese means grandmother. Basically, this recipe has been passed down for three generations. Lingo is sometimes translated as year cake or Chinese New Year's cake. It is a dessert prepared from glutinous rice flour and traditionally consumed during the Chinese New Year. It is considered good luck to eat Lingo during this time because Lingo is a homonym for higher year. As such, eating Lingo is a symbolism of raising oneself taller each coming year. And in Cantonese, we call it Li Lingo Sing. This sticky sweet snack was believed to be an offering for the kitchen god, with the aim that his mouth would be stuck with sticky rice cake so that he cannot badmouth the human family in front of the Jade Emperor. This recipe is super easy, so let the magic begin. Let's start with the ingredients. We got 5 slices of cane sugar. We got 1/2 cup of water, this is for the syrup. 600 grams of glutinous rice flour. Cold water,
2 tablespoons of vegetable oil.
First, we need to make the syrup by putting the cane sugar and 1/2 cup of water and boil it until the sugar is melted so it becomes a syrup. And then we let it cool. You want to fill up your steamer with water and turn on the stove on high heat. Weigh 600 grams of glutinous rice flour. Then pour some cold water into the flour mixture and you want to mix it with your hand. Knead it slowly until it becomes a dough. You want to knead the dough until it becomes a ball and the dough no longer sticks to your hand. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes. You then want to slowly add the syrup into the dough so the dough becomes a batter. You want to add approximately 6 to 8 ounces. You don't want the batter to be too thin or too thick. My mother has taught me to look at the consistency by running my hands through the batter. And back in the days, they didn't have measuring cups nor digital scale. So everything was done by feeling and texture of the dough and batter. At last, you want to add the oil to the batter and mix well. You want to preheat your pan and then grease your pan. Pour the batter into the pan. You want to cover your pan with tin foil before steaming. Steam for 1 hour. Once it's done, remove the steamer and let it cool. Abracadabra! The traditional Lingo is all done. Look how beautiful it is. So that's how it looks like. And whenever you want, you just cut it up and taste it. But I'm going to save it for Chinese New Year. So I want to take this time to wish all of my viewers Gong Hei Fa Choi, Ni Ning Go Xing, Sam Sun Si Sing, and Sun Tai Kin Hong, Gong Hei Gong Hei. I know I sound like a CBC, well, I am a CBC. So Gong Hei Fa Choi. Anyway, if you like this video, please give me a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel. And don't forget to click the alarm button so that you get notified when we have a new video that's uploaded. If you got any questions, please comment on the bottom and I will answer them as soon as I can. Until the next time we meet, have a magical day.
Yeah, it looks easy enough. I don't really cook or bake, so it's kind of cool. Like, just follow the YouTube videos. All right, next year for 2023. If everything goes well, let's think positive, people. We want to do an actual show. Yes, so we want to see Oslin perform his crazy magic on stage because he does these like huge illusions. And basically, you're going to be like, your jaw is going to drop to the floor and you have to like pick it up. And then you'll be like, what the F just happened? Kind of thing, right? So yeah, we want to do like bands and dancers. This show is going to be like, yeah, off the charts, man. Woo! Yeah. Okay, so anyways, let's get to his speech. It's speech time. Okay, it is my honor to introduce to you our very first winner of the Wham Bam East Fan Show, the magician in the kitchen, Oslin!
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2022. Thank you, DJ Medi and the Wham Bam East Fan Academy. It's an honor to be your very first Grand Champion of 2021. I would like to thank DJ Medi for having me on her show. I have to say, it was definitely a memorable one, as I've never done a radio interview at a lake with a beautiful view. I also want to take this time to thank all my fans, my supporters, my agent, my clients, my dancers, my assistants, my crew, my creative team, and of course my family and friends for all their love and support. Last but not least, a big thank you goes out to everyone who took the time to vote for me. And next year, I look forward to passing this award to the next year's winner. Until then, it's Wham Bam East Fan!
Yay, Auslan! I want to thank everyone who participated last year, and I want to thank you. Yes, you listening right now. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, DJ Medi. We're going to end the show with a surprise award. It's the DJ's pick. It's my pick, baby, yeah. Right. Now, this person went out of the way to introduce two businesses on the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Punk Rock Pastries and Netherworld Collectibles. We also filmed his interview at two locations. The first one is Burnaby Lake, and we went on a rowboat, and hey, I don't even swim that well. But yeah, we filmed it right in the middle of the lake on a rowboat. And the second location was at a graveyard, the Vancouver Mountain View Cemetery. Ooh, all right, I just got the heebie-jeebies. All right, let's do the drum roll, please. It's Billy Hopeless from the Black Halos and his little dog, Bean. Just so you know, Bean's a star. That's right, he's an absolute star. Congratulations. Here's his latest album, Uncommon Wealth, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Good night. Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Medi signing out. Wham Bam, East Band.